Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, this is Big Bad Wolf here. State of the Wolfpack address. You guys know what it is. Part two of what we're going to talk about. Let's just talk about the racial profile and let me get right into it. You know, you guys all know about the Alton Sterling situation, what's going on right now. So, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where stuff is happening right now, guys, in the news, and, you know, racism has been around for a long time. And it doesn't look like it's going to ever get any better. This is just what Revelation and what's been happening. Revelation is coming true. All you guys that thought the Bible was a fiction or whatever, it's actually coming true right now as we speak. So with that being said, I actually feel for Alton Sterling. Honestly, I felt like he shouldn't have lost his life because he refused to put hands on his back or whatever the case was. I don't really know too much of. Apparently, he didn't. If there was in Baton Rouge, they said Sterling tried to reach for a gun during altercation for a search warrant. But,
hey, yo.
You know, it's just one of those things, man. You know what I'm saying? That's going on that really needs to be discussed. And I'm tired of this bullshit about these guys. You know, losing their life. We have an incident in Dallas. We have an incident in Baton Rouge. And notice how they're shutting down stores, malls, and a whole bunch of other stuff that's going on right now. That you know needs to be. I mean, this is a common thing that's been going on. Now KKK guys are hiding behind police badges, and
right.
They're doing whatever. With these African American guys out here in the world, and it's just really sad in my opinion. And you know, our only retaliation, we don't want to get too far out of hand because guess what? We're an easy target on one. The second thing is, you know, if we do parades like what's going on, I don't know. I'm pretty sure you guys have seen what's going on in Atlanta, where it's been like a million of people going on the highway and parading. Through one of the main highways. Now, imagine a million people in my hometown in Austin doing the same thing that the Atlanta guys are doing. I'm talking about stopping traffic. Can you guys imagine MOPAC, I-35, 183, 290, a million people on those roads, and y'all can't move at all to get y'all to pay attention? Well, how come they have to do that in order for you guys to pay attention on what's going on? How come justice is not served for this young man among us, the other people that have fallen, my brothers and sisters that have fallen because of this shit? You know, we have to, I mean, it's just really sad, and, you know, it makes me very, very angry that justice is not served, and these guys are continually to kill these brothers and sisters because of all this, because of the racism that's so fucking passed dumb in my opinion, man. That shit is fucking deep. Well, if you really don't like us, why don't we get in the ring and go toe-to-toe? Loser has to leave the city. That simple. I mean, I want to go back to that. Just one bare-knuckle, straight, raw power fight. And whoever loses, got to leave the city. Y'all don't like us. Why don't y'all come to Mississippi and Alabama with that bullshit? I can't see you want to pull that shit in Mississippi, Alabama. You pull that bullshit out of Louisiana, and they shut down walls on y'all motherfuckers. I mean, you know, that's how you hurt these guys now, man, in their pocket. If they're not making no money, then you're stopping what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my condolences go out to Officer Sterling. I'm not exactly familiar with the Dallas situation. Well, if you want to elaborate on what happened in Dallas, I really don't know what happened. I just know they said cops got killed. But, you know, with the Officer Sterling, that shit had caught my attention. I wasn't really too, I mean, you know, all the rules, I wasn't really too much concerned about the police officer losing their life after Officer Sterling just lost his life because of some racism.
I mean, I really don't know too much about it. I just know that supposedly there was a sniper in Dallas. And, you know, basically they're saying that this Johnson guy and, you know, this African-American guy who did it. But yet, supposedly they blew up his body before they got to him, which is quite interesting within itself. And then the way it was done, when it was actually happening, it just seemed like it was more than one person. So, I mean, it's just a lot of question marks everywhere. And, you know, I feel like there's just a lot of different agendas, what's going on with that situation. But, you know, right now, you know, I know the city's trying to recover from that situation. It's probably one of the most traumatic situations probably since JFK. I know they had them tornadoes and stuff up there, but you know, that's probably like one of the biggest deals. And it's just a lot of smoke and mirror shit going on, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to really pay attention to what's happening. So.
And God, if you're a big guy, and I think Alvin Sullivan was pretty big and intimidating. I'm 6'7", 270 pounds. I know I'm intimidating. A lot of people, you know, don't want to have conversations with me. They see the look on my face. I always look fierce. That's just my regular look. You know, I'm just, you know, you just got a lot of those situations. Never judge a book by cover, and cops have a bad habit of doing that. I'm not going to even take this. I'm in criminal justice. I'm going to sue for criminal justice. My dream is to be a police officer, but I never, ever, I'm trying to understand day aspect of it. I can't. There's no way in hell I can understand what's going on. I mean, you could have easily called for backup. Even tase them would have been better than shooting the guy taking his life. I mean, I'm seeing the video on there. I mean, literally point blank shot at that.
It's definitely a deliberate attempt. It's definitely a deliberate attempt to, you know, put fear in, you know, guys like me and you, you know, African American background, you know, 6'3", 6'7", you know, 185 pounds, 270. You know, I mean, they get intimidated by when they see that kind of stuff. So, you know, I can understand why they would think, you know, that we're intimidating. I get it, but that's because of society and you know, we have pinned up aggression. You know, eventually it's gonna spill over. And you know, it's 2016 and we're still dealing with this shit. You know, Confederate flag. Confederate fucking flag. It's 2016 and we're still dealing with this shit.
I mean, he called that shit back in 98. That 99 Cracker Barrel. I mean, you guys all, I mean, everybody wants to go to Cracker Barrel, but Cracker Barrel Round Rock, oh, it's a good place to eat when you're going north or whatever. You know, we're going to Dallas, we're going to stop at Cracker Barrel Round Rock. Hey, man, that was one of the wrong questions to tell you why. Them looks that them guys was giving us when we now I'm a family of, I come from a family of six, so it's a big fucking family. Only me, my dad, and my brother are over 6 foot. And, you know, the looks that we get, the intimidating looks, and, you know, they try to come up here and break the ice. And I notice anytime they're in fear, they want to come up and ask me questions. You're tall. Do you play sport? Do you play basketball? Hey, what size shoe do you wear? Size 17. I've never seen those before. This and that. The list goes on and on and on. But, guys, I'm going to tell you, you're intimidating when you're above 6 feet, man. You know what I'm saying? And then when you got that look on your face, like you want to just put somebody through a wall, chances are you want to put somebody through a wall. That's simple. You know, because time is weakened. It just moves my phone.
That raw business style.
Yeah, I mean, this just proves my point. What I've been saying this whole time, like, you know, society is ridiculous. If you're still dealing with this stuff from slaves from back in the 1800s, then Scott does it to repeat stuff. I think he does. In this situation, yeah, it does, because we continually have to go over these same situations, and we nothing is going to change. We're going to stop. I just got the phone with my boy Hump. He just left from Baton Rouge. His wife is from Baton Rouge. They said they had a citywide shutdown. They shut down the mall. They was going to shut down the bridge. Nobody went up to the mall. The mall, by the way, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is like the Allen Mall, supposedly, in Round Rock. And they shut that shit down. Nobody went. They shut it down at 1 o'clock. The mall came to 1. They didn't get no business, so they shut that motherfucker down. Why? Because of this situation went out in seven. I just think that was a horrified by this. And you know what? Boosie and Webber, it's been a problem that even Kevin Gates, you guys need to be speaking up. I understand I saw Snoop Dogg and Gang during the Unity in L.A., but, man, these guys that are in Louisiana and Dallas, the rappers, whoever the front runner is, this is the time to show and put the city on the map and stand together for something, you know what I'm saying, stand up for something, because this shit right here is ridiculous. Also, there was another post, another African-American guy getting shot. I think he got shot 6 times. His girl, his name went live. And the cops still had the gun pointed at the window. The window was down. He still had the gun like he was going to move. This dude was falling over. No medical attention whatsoever. He's in the passenger seat. The whole car's bloody. I can't believe that girl. She was reporting live when this had happened. I can't believe that she actually kept reporting and kept on reporting like she did. That was a real-life situation. I want to know, I mean, does that guy to be in critical condition? Or I don't know. I mean, even if he's still alive, I don't think so. That's just very sad. And it's continuing. We got all these cases that are coming out now, you know, about these guys losing their life like that. And it's just sad. Yeah, you know, look, man, I don't really know what to say, man. You know, if you get pulled over, you know what I'm saying, have your ID. Tell the cops that you need, you know, a reason for this. You know, I'm reaching for my ID. It's in the glove compartment. Can I get it? You have to ask them from the phone call. If they let you do that, then you can do that. But don't just reach for something, because then the cop is going to feel like he's right. And that's going to force some other issues. Definitely just like Alton Sterling did. And, you know, they're bringing up all his, he had a criminal record. Okay, so that doesn't mean that he should have got a gun. Hold on. I got a criminal record. Should I be taking off the city of Austin or everywhere I go? Should I be taken out? I got a whole bunch of misdemeanor charges. Am I a fucking monkey or gorilla? Do I need to be put in a cage because I don't know how to act in these streets? No, man, that's not cool. They're justifying, that's a poor justification on their part. It just shows how ignorant and dumbass these guys are, man. And let me tell y'all something, man. Some of you guys that have been on Facebook, I've been watching you. I've been staying on Facebook for a couple of days. I'm not really happy with that shit. And I sit up there and put all lives matter. I just want to let you know something. They're not saying, the people that said, the protesters, the ones that said Black Lives Matter, they're not saying only Black Lives Matter. They're saying Black Lives Matter as well. There's no justice being done to these African Americans losing their motherfucking life in these streets, man, for no motherfucking reason. I mean, you're sitting up there fucking with these guys for no reason at all. Walking down the street, you know, playing their stereo, having a earphones on, you telling them to come here, you know what I'm saying, or grabbing them or putting your hands on them. Like, no, they're not allowed to put it. Why are you putting your hands on them? You know what I'm saying? stop resisting. You know, this guy had a fucking knee in his back and both his hands down behind his back. He couldn't go nowhere. Are you shooting? You know, my boy Humbarber, I mean, you know, he was saying that, you know, these guys down there are big. Okay, but that don't give him, yeah, they big, but that don't give him any right to fucking, to put his knee on behind my back or put his head behind his, you know, it's just, oh my God, it's just, it's pissing me off talking about this shit, man, and you know, I'm very, very upset with those situations. You know, some of these guys haven't really learned their lesson, but here's what I'm understanding. You want to sit up there and talk about this and that, this and that, hold up. But I see you wearing Jordan. You know, I see you doing, putting bedding in your car. I see you taking your window. I see you, I hear you listening to DJ Screw. I hear you on Cocaine. I mean, I can keep going and going about these situations, man. I mean, y'all turn around and y'all trying to be just like us, but y'all don't like us. I don't understand. We're taking our style. If you don't like us, don't do anything that we're doing. You know what I'm saying? You know, and It's just one of those things, man. I don't, you know, that's all I said. Long with anything you wanted to add, I mean, I really don't know. I'm very, very upset with the whole situation. And, you know, some of you guys, I know who y'all are. So I already talked to you guys about this shit already. But if you're listening to the show and you put all lives, hashtag all lives matter, go ahead and delete me from your friends, folks, because there's nothing for us to talk about. I feel like that's very disrespectful to my African-American brothers. And, you know, I understand that you're saying all lives matter as a unit, but what I'm saying, the reason why they're saying Black Lives Matter is because too many African-Americans are losing their lives in the street. That's what they're saying. Now, they don't put only Black Lives Matter. They're saying that Black Lives Matter as well as this person's lives matter, as well as the cop's lives matter, this and that, this and that. Notice how Alton Sterling got to get gunned down. That situation happened on Facebook. In the Dallas situation, and everybody's like, pray for Dallas. No, pray for Alton Sterling, because if that situation would have never happened, them cops would have never lost their life. And I can tell you, some of them guys have been linked to KKK. We don't know that. So before we go and pray for all these other countries, we need to pray for ourselves and our own city first, before we can pray for somebody else. Just saying. You know, these guys are losing their life. I didn't know Alton Sterling, but he's an African-American, and I understand. We're talking to the same struggle. He's black, I'm black, and it wasn't right for him to get gunned down. Now, just think if that was me, Big Bell, my son, because my son's mixed. They're going to look at him as a nigger. I'm going to be honest with you, man. That's just how I feel about it. They're going to look at Longwood's son as a fucking nigger, too, even though he's mixed. Both of my kids are mixed, guys. And all these mixed breeds that are coming out right now, they still going to look at y'all as a nigger. They still going to try to take you guys out. They still going to raise your profile. You know, supposedly they did a massive cleanup in Williamson County, ladies and gentlemen. I told you guys back in 1999, that is no place for African Americans to help. They're pulling people over in Honda, Toyota, everything. And you better not have no pin and no rims on your car, because guess what? You're going to get fucked with. And they want to pull you over in the day and sit you on that curb so you can sweat and smell like sweaty balls on the fucking curb for about 3 hours. That's what they want. So, you know, Williamson County is fraud. They sent, supposedly they sent FBI guys. They were locking these guys. They were undercover. Posing as prisoners. They cleaned it up. I still think they're racial profiling. You know what I'm saying? They've been doing that. Bad shot, they racial profile. Everywhere in Williamson County, even some Travis County, we got Travis APD on the court. They didn't get the KKK also. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. My main thing is, if you're African-American, male or female, you got to ask for permission to reach for something. If you get pulled over, you got to cooperate. You know what I'm saying? It's that simple. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what kind of day he's having, you know, I'm just saying that's protocol, because them guys, you know what I'm saying, it's too many cops that have lost their lives. What's the price number shit, whether they run or they have the gun right there at the door, pointing at the door and just open fire. And, you know, before you know, you're on the 5 o'clock news. It's happening everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. I pray that you guys are safe out there. I pray for our kids, you know what I'm saying, because I'm going to be honest with you. If Alton Sterling was my kid, I would be fucking raw, showing them guys my raw power every fucking day in Baton Rouge, man. And you know what? It's a citywide shutdown. And mark my words, and I said this last week, they're going to start rioting. You know, why y'all want to ride? That ain't going to do nothing. They ain't going to it ain't gonna solve nothing. You might think it ain't gonna solve nothing, but if you sell a fucking, you know, 2.5 or $200 million worth of stuff of 100 million people going to store and just loot, imagine just a hundred people going to Walmart and stealing a whole bunch of stuff. Who do you think? I mean, they gotta let everybody go. That's free merchandise right there, ladies and gentlemen. Best Buy, same thing. You know what I'm saying? Target. They're targeting all these corporations and taking money. And I'm not saying, I'm not justifying saying that, you know, it's, you know, good for them, but something's got to be done, man. You know what I'm saying? They got to take matters into their own hands. They have already told you that they're going fast. You know what I'm saying? You need to recognize and put some respect on our motherfucking race. But for you guys not to even do that and ignore the whole fact and putting hashtag only lives matter, you know, I mean, only all lives matter, stuff like that, you just
about it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and Yeah.
I have my experience with my girlfriend's uncle. He called me a racist, sir, in front of my son. He acted like he didn't say that, so I made him sit his pants, you know what I'm saying, literally. And he tried to be tough about it. And I told him, next time you get every, if you stop disrespecting, I'm gonna fucking beat the fuck out of you. That simple. I only got to come around. And for anybody else who want to be down with them, well, then how I feel about this motherfucker is how I feel about all y'all. If y'all want to be racist and not say anything about this shit, then guess what? I'll have your attention when I put my hands on you. Then I have your attention. You know, and it shouldn't take for somebody to get their point across by putting hands on them. It seems like that's the only way y'all get it, if we use force. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they ask me a question, how come you always violent? Because that's the only reaction I get out of these guys. If I sit up there and talk to them and warn them, they don't listen. They don't take me seriously. But if I sit up there and put my hands on them and put them through a window, then you know I'm serious. Don't ever fuck with me. That simple. And y'all think that we're just talking shit. No, we really backing up, and we really mean business, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not fucking around. You know, I don't care if I lose listeners because of this show, you know, or you feel some type of way. Then, you know what, then? We're going to continue to keep doing this show, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to continue to tell y'all how we feel about every aspect of life. We're honest about everything that we do. We are the best at what we do. Do y'all hear what we're telling you guys right now? You know what I'm saying? And that just goes to everybody, to the friends, to family, if you're listening, everybody around overseas, if y'all sitting up there, you know what I'm saying, if y'all want to be part of this kind of dummy shit, then guess what? You're gonna have to see me, Jeff, because I'm about this justice shit, you know what I'm saying? And it's an injustice for Alton Sterling. It's an injustice that all my ancestors and my African-American brothers and sisters lost their life because of some race, even back in the 1800s. You know what I'm saying? Emmett Till. I can keep going and going and going, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm getting really sick and tired of this Martin Luther King speech that y'all giving me that I'm seeing on you guys' timeline. I'm tired of the Martin Luther King. It's time to be a Malcolm X, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to fight for what the fuck you believe in. You know what I'm saying? You can't just let these guys just do whatever the fuck they want and have no repercussions behind that shit, man. It doesn't work like that. And all this is the agenda to take away people's fucking guns. All this has to do with guns. And I'm seeing the same lookalike at each one of these events, man. Sandy Hook. Well, you know what I'm saying? All this stuff that's been happening, you know, this has been the same victims over and over again. They look just alike, ladies and gentlemen. What does that say? All this shit is planned. What's the real agenda? I mean, we completely didn't need. Nobody's been talking about the Alton, you know, Alton Sterling and even saying Black Lives Matter. I'm seeing people of our race saying All Lives Matter. What's going on with that? I appreciate the Caucasian and the Hispanics and the Chinese and every other ethnic race that's putting Black Lives Matter on their profile. I really appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. Seriously, you guys know who y'all are, man. You know, and, you know, justice, it's time for justice to show its face. So, you know, with that being said, we're going to definitely have a part two. I'm not exactly sure what happened to AFC. He was actually supposed to join us, but he will actually join us tomorrow. You guys tune in. Hit us up. Any questions, you guys know the number, 713-955-0733. Hit us up, Facebook, Twitter. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be making another change. This will be the last change to the show. We're going to have to change times here, but we will keep you guys informed. Long Wolf, if there's not nothing else, man, we out of here.
Services.
NWO. We out, ladies and gentlemen.